No, a very interesting story. And a question I have for you out there as well is, have you had a smart meter installed? I know many thousands of them have been installed across the county. I suppose the question is, have you signed up for a smart meter plan, and how is it working out for you? Less than, around about 1 in 10 of the people who have smart meters have actually signed up for a smart meter plan, which is kind of what it was intended to do. It was intended to help you manage your energy usage better, give you more control over it, lead to less from the point of view of the grid, less demand and surges all at the one time, which increase emissions and increase the costs and increase the reliance on oil and coal powered plants having to be switched on all the time, thereby increasing emissions. That was the idea behind it. But this morning, it's a story by Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent that thousands of homeowners who've had smart electricity meters have been warned their devices may be malfunctioning, leading them to be overcharged. A string of householders have been in touch with the Irish Independent claiming that faults with their smart meters have led them to receiving bumper bills. They've been sent estimated bills despite the fact that smart meters were to get rid of estimate. The whole idea was you'd never have another estimated bill. They're supposed to automatically send real-time information on their electricity usage to ESB networks. Smart meters use a mobile phone signal to relay information on electricity use. Now ESB networks, which is responsible for the installation of the new meters, has admitted up to 80,000 meters may suffer from intermittent connectivity problems due to weak mobile signals, but it strongly denied that a batch of faulty meters had been installed in homes. It insisted that only 1,000 of the 1.6 million meters installed so far have been faulty. That's faulty, but it turns out 80,000 might have issues. ESB Network said 95% of the meters it had installed in the state were linking up correctly to its systems, but it added of the remaining meters, some of intermittent connectivity caused by the strength of the mobile signal, which is often impacted by, amongst other things, the meter location, for example, if it's in basements, and seasonal issues like tree growths getting in the way of the signal. This works out around 80,000 meters may have connectivity issues, and customers of various suppliers have reported issues with misfiring meters. Sligo-based wedding photographer Jonathan Moran said he'd been overcharged for 12 months on his Bord Gáis Energy electricity account due to what he said was a malfunctioning smart meter. The ESB installed a faulty batch of 11 of meters, and I believe this issue nationwide and is broadly unknown about. ESB networks denied that a batch of faulty meters had been installed. Mr. Moran has complained to the Energy Regulator, the Commission for Regulation of Utility, or the CRU, as it's known, after he ended up with estimated bills despite having a smart meter. And that all comes in the context as well of a very poor take-up of smart meter energy plans. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got James Murphy of BillGenie.ie. James, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, listeners. Hope you had a great Paddy's weekend.
Yeah, no, hopefully, James, or not hopefully, but it apparently it seems like if there are problems with smart meters and these 80,000 or so, that it may be caused by weak mobile technology or weak mobile signals, which is how a smart meter is meant to work. You get one put in, it's the end of estimated bills, means that your energy supplier, whoever they are, through ESB networks, will know how much you've used week by week, month by month, quarter by quarter. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the idea. And I suppose, look, there's smart meters out there, there's non-smart meters out there. The idea of the smart meter is that it should technically send back the meter readings to ESB networks. I suppose at the end of the day, and just say, Jerry, I hadn't heard anything about this story until this morning as well. So I wasn't aware that there was an issue. And I suppose what that means is that all of my people with BillGenie.ie, if there was a widespread issue, we'll say, in the Kerry area or anywhere, I would have been informed by now when people got the bills. So this is news to me, is, I suppose, the point I'm making. These smart meters, look, technology is always a good thing, I suppose, getting better. But at the end of the day, I suppose, these rely on the SIM card that's in the device to send the information back. Now, when somebody's meter is installed first day, right, there is a kind of a grace period of maybe 30 days where they're told you can't sign up to a smart tariff, okay, for the first 30 days, right? that I suppose allows in the background tests to be done, you know, and the meter has to send back a signal to ESB networks, otherwise they won't be able to sign up to a smart plan. Okay, so like anyone that does sign up to a smart plan, these tests should have been done when the smart meter went in first day, and chances are the tests were done and it was working, right? But you know where we, especially where the likes of where we're living, Jerry, rural Kerry, like, you know, you're very dependent
on one day it can
weather.
Be grand, another day it can be poor, and conditions change over time. Yeah,
everything. You could have a storm and there could be a mast down. Like, I don't think there's any mobile network you could say that you could drive the whole ring of Kerry and be able to stay on the phone for the full 3 hours, that's it, you know?
Like,
connectivity is an issue in general, right? So, like, what I would be saying to people, don't panic. Anyway, if you have a smart meter and you're on a smart plan, don't panic. Like, if there was an issue with your bill, you'd probably have discovered it by now, okay?
Yeah.
And even if you do discover it, don't panic, right? Because your smart meter, okay, if it doesn't send back the signal, or if it's not sending back the signal for some reason, on the meter itself, it's still recording your proper usage. Okay,
okay.
So there's always a record of it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, you could walk out your smart meter outside the door now, Jerry, and on the meter, it'll tell you your day, your night, and your peak usage exactly what it is on the meter itself. So the customers will always have a record of it.
Yeah, and what people should probably be looking out for, James, to see, taking a look at their bills, is, look, if you have a smart meter in, if you all of a sudden get a bill and it's estimated, then that's a signal that you know there's a problem with your signal, shall we say, because you shouldn't be getting an estimated bill.
Yeah. Or when you sign up to tariff first day, like, your supplier might send you a bill after 3 or 4 weeks, and at that point, it hasn't been set up yet for the smart meter readings to go back. So your second bill might be accurate then, you know. So it might happen straight away, is the point. But my point is, don't panic, because there's always a record. Okay, it's not nice to get a scary bill if somebody does get a scary bill. Like I said, none of our customers have got it yet, or they haven't told us they've got a scary bill. But don't panic, because there is a record on your meter itself. Whether that has got back to ESB networks or not, I don't know, but there is a record on the meter, so don't panic. The other thing is the SIM card. Look, I'm not familiar with the technology that they're using, or the SIM card that they're using in these meters. I don't know. I'm not privy to that information. I know that we work with card terminals as well, so people that have card terminals, we're selling card terminals for people, and I know with them, it's a dual SIM, so it'll work on a number of different networks. So it's not just tied to Vodafone. If Vodafone is down, it'll jump onto the Three network. If Three is down, it'll jump onto another network. And, you know, most of these things can operate on different networks. I'm not sure about the smart meters, what they're using in those.
Yeah. Okay, one listener gets in touch. I live on my own. I'm not at home during the day. My ESB bill was always around €85 for 2 months. Then I got a smart meter. Now it's around €150. I didn't sign up for any plan. I told them to let me on the same tariff as my old meter. So that's one listener's concern. James, finally on the wider sense of why they've been put in, there are reasons why the government have undertaken this and put in the 1.6 million. They're going to be heading for 2.1 million by the end of it all. But there's a very low level of take-up of smart meter tariffs. And there's a number of reasons for that. They haven't got they don't seem to me to have the pricing right. And some people end up paying more because of what it requires you. And as one former energy minister, independent TD, Dennis Naughton, said, look, they're just too complicated. They aren't being explained right.
Yeah.
The suppliers aren't doing enough to explain it to people. It's too complicated. You're asking people to turn things on in the middle of the night. A number of people are afraid. There's a lot of problems with convincing people this is the way to go, which seems to defeat the purpose of the smart meter in the first place.
Yeah, and I suppose if you recall, I suppose when I was on your show there a year and a half to 2 years ago, we would have had a good discussions about it, like where I had no real issue with the meter itself, but I did feel that the smart tariffs they brought out initially were very weak, or in a lot of situations it would cost people more money, okay? Thankfully, a year and a half to 2 years down the line, there are a lot more different types of smart tariffs available than the ones that were brought out first day. Okay,
right.
So like you can have a 24-hour smart tariff, for example. They cost the exact same price as a 24-hour non-smart tariff. It's the exact same price, right? Even though one is smart and one isn't smart. Okay, so right. There are more options for people now, which is great. One of the things we offer people, I suppose, like, for example, last night now, a gentleman, he's in Tipperary, right? A gentleman uploaded his bill on our website, okay? And on the website, people will tick whether they have an EV or whether they have a heat pump or solar PV or that on the website to give us more information, right? So this gentleman ticked that he had a smart meter and he has solar PV. Okay, so this morning what I've done is I've sent him off a WhatsApp with a demo video, okay, showing him how to read his meter, okay, and he's after sending me back a video of his meter readings now. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to sit down, look at his readings, look at how he's been using the power, and then we'll recommend either smart or non-smart.
Yeah, and so, work on a plan from there. So more work needs to be done along the lines of the suppliers to explain that to people. James, we're pushed for time, but thanks so much for talking to us about that and explaining it for people this morning.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks, sister.
James Murphy there, BillGeaney.ie. If you have a view, if you're wondering about that, is your smart meter working well for you? Are you still getting estimated bills? Then let us know.